بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sheikh Saduq Rahmatullah Alayhi reports with a reliable chain of transmitters from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali Alayhi Salam that he said, The Apostle of Allah Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam delivered a sermon one day and said, O people, indeed the month of Allah has arrived, a month of blessing, mercy and forgiveness. It is the best of months before Allah. Its days are the best of days, its nights are the best of nights, and its hours are the best of hours. It is the month in which you are invited to the feast of Allah, and you have been made amongst the benignant of Allah. Your breaths during this month are tasbih, and your sleep therein is worship. Your works therein are accepted by Allah, and your supplications in it are granted. Therefore beseech your Lord with sincere intentions and pure hearts to enable you to fast this month and to recite the Quran. Wretched are those who remain deprived from Allah's forgiveness in this great month. Remember the hunger and thirst of the day of resurrection during the hunger and thirst of its fasts, and give charity to the poor and the destitute. Honor your elders, be compassionate to your young, and be kind to your relatives. Restrain your tongues from things which should not be said. Restrain your looks from what is unlawful for you to see, and avoid hearing what is not lawful for you to hear. Treat orphans with kindness so that others are kind to your orphans after you. Repent to Allah for your sins and supplicate to Him with raised hands during the times of prayer, because these times are the best of hours in which Allah the Almighty regards His servants mercifully, answers their petitions when they call Him, responds to them when they appeal to Him, and grants them whenever they ask Him. O people, your souls are hostages of your actions, so free them by Allah's forgiveness. Your backs are laden with the burden of sin, so relieve them through prolonged sajdas. Know that the Almighty Allah has sworn by His honor and glory not to punish those who pray and perform sajdas during this month, and not to frighten them with hellfire on the day of resurrection. O people, those of you who invite a faithful person for iftar to open his fast during this month shall have a reward with God equal to that of freeing a slave, and they shall be forgiven of their past sins. One of the Prophet's companions said to him, O Apostle of Allah, not every one of us has the ability to do that. The Apostle of Allah said, Guard yourself from the fire of hell by giving food to those who are fasting when they open their fast, even if it is as little as half a date or a mere glass of water. Indeed, God shall grant you that reward even if you do not have the capacity to do more. One who reforms his character during this month will be able to pass the Sirats on the day that feet will slip. For those who lighten the duties of their servants and slaves during this month, Allah shall make their reckoning easy on the day of resurrection. Those who spare others of their evil traits during this month, God shall spare them of his wrath on the day of resurrection. One who honors an orphan during this month shall be honored by Allah on the day of resurrection. Whoever does kindness to his relatives during this month, Allah the Almighty shall treat him mercifully on the day of resurrection. And he who is unkind to his relatives during it shall be denied Allah's mercy on that day. For those who offer mustahab prayers during this month, Allah shall write for them immunity from the fire of hell, and for those who make good for their missed obligatory prayers during this month, Allah shall write a reward of 70 obligatory prayers performed in other months. One who recites salawats on me during this month, Allah shall make their scales of actions heavy on the day when scales will weigh light. Whoever recites an ayah of the Quran during this month shall receive the reward of someone who recites a complete Quran during other months. O people, the doors of the heaven are open during this month, so ask your Lord not to close them on you. The doors of hell are closed during this month, so ask your Lord not to open them on you. The devils are chained during this month, so ask your Lord not to dominate them upon you. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, I stood and said, O Apostle of Allah, what is the best action in this month? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O Abul Hasan, the best of actions in this month is piety, protection from the sins, observing the sanctity of Allah. He then cried. I then said, What makes you cry, O Apostle of Allah? He said, O Ali, I cry because your honor will be lawfully tarnished in this month. As if I see you pray to your Lord, and the brother of the most wretched from among the first ones, that is the killer of the camel of the nation of Thamud, shall stand and attack you on your head, which will drench your beard with your blood. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, O Apostle of Allah, will my faith be safe? He upon him be salam said, Your faith will be safe. He then said, O Ali, one who killed you has indeed killed me, and one who hated you has indeed hated me, and one who swears at you has indeed sworn at me. Because you are from me like me, your soul is my soul, your origin is my origin. Indeed, Allah the Almighty created you and me, chose you and me. He chose me for risala, prophecy, and chose you for the imamat. And one who rejects your imamat has indeed rejected my prophecy. اللهم لعن قتلة أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام وسبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.